The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you one final time from lovely Connecticut during this beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be back in the studio Monday. But what if I told you that the last 4 years didn't legally happen? What if I told you that the open borders and the green energy mandates, the inflationary spending, almost all of it was signed into law by a literal ghost? President Trump just dropped the mother of all bombs on the deep state. He didn't just reverse Biden's policies. He declared them illegitimate, null and void. Literally with a stroke of an actual pen held by an actual hand of an actual president, Trump just wiped away virtually the whole of the Biden presidency. For the DC establishment, to the horror of our political elites, Trump just found the ultimate kill switch. Come on in, because what we're about to find is we're going to break down the auto pen scandal that is literally erasing the Biden legacy in real time. Just hours ago, President Donald J. Trump announced that he is formally terminating any and every executive order signed by Joe Biden's auto pen. Now, if you don't know, an auto pen is a machine that replicates a signature. It's supposed to be used presidentially for ceremonial letters or routine paperwork, but according to Trump and according to an investigation by a congressional inquiry, the Biden administration used it for basically everything. Trump dropped a bombshell number, 92%. He's claiming 92% of the documents signed by Joe Biden were actually signed by a machine, likely operated by what Trump calls the radical left lunatics circling the Resolute desk. Now, of course, we all suspected that. Well, we knew this, right? We knew Biden was not in charge. We watched him struggle to read a teleprompter, blah, 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 right? We watched him get lost on stage. Did we really think he was reading and signing hundreds of complex legal orders? Of course not. His handlers were doing it. And now Trump is saying if the president did not sign it, it is not law. It will not in any way, shape, or form be recognized as law by this administration, which means that 92% of the Biden administration has effectively been erased, at least when it comes to executive order policies, procedures, and yes, pardons. You can be assured that Anthony Fauci, right now as we speak, is in an utter panic. In fact, I think it was Rich Barris who said that Trump's approval would skyrocket. He had Fauci arrested as a result of this. I mean, remember, Trump's base is primarily made up or disproportionately made up of disaffected independent populace who feel completely disenfranchised by the DC swamp that employed charlatans like Fauci, who used his inordinate power to basically cover up his crimes against humanity. And so were Trump to arrest the likes of him or other swamp rats like Adam Schiff and Brennan and all these clowns, you could be sure his approval rating would skyrocket among his base. Now, that said, of course, you already have the legacy media screeching, he can't do that. He can't do that. Trump can't just wipe away his predecessor's tenure like that. He can't do that. But unfortunately for the Democrat shills in the legacy media, there are legal experts now weighing in, and guess what? They're agreeing with Trump. They're arguing that he absolutely has the right and authority to do exactly what he's doing. In fact, again, it's the law of the executive order.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The president has unilateral authority to completely revoke the executive orders of his predecessor. Trump doesn't even need the AutoPen scandal as an excuse to cancel them. He could just do it as the current president. But by framing it this way, Trump is doing something absolutely brilliant. He's not just changing policy. He's exposing the fraud. He's forcing the question, did Joe Biden even know what his signature was being used for? And that's the key, because the use of the presidential auto pen requires a very strict protocol and verification procedure. And everything thus far suggests that no such verification procedures were followed. And here's the kicker. Trump warned that if Biden claims he was involved in the signing of the documents that were clearly auto penned, he'll be brought up on charges of perjury. So Trump, in effect, is cornering them here. Either admit a machine ran the country or go under oath and prove you were mentally competent enough to sign those orders. And good luck with that. We all know how that's going to turn out. So I mentioned Fauci and Schiff, but who else should be scared in all of this? The answer is frankly mind-boggling. Basically, everyone involved in this auto pen scandal. What we have to understand is that what Trump is doing here is he's setting the stage for this to go far deeper than just executive orders. What about appointments? What about commissions? What about judges? Most especially the legal illiterate Ketanji Jackson. Multiple sources are now suggesting that crucial documents, including judicial nominations, may have been signed using this device rather than by Biden himself. But here's why that matters. The Constitution requires the president to personally execute his duties. If Biden was using an auto pen for Supreme Court nominations while he was mentally incapacitated, then many are now openly admitting that those appointments are in effect legally null and void. And guess what? The timeline is absolutely damning here. Ketanji Jackson's nomination process coincided perfectly with the period when Biden's cognitive decline was becoming increasingly impossible to hide. And we're talking about a Supreme Court justice whose entire appointment could be based on a constitutional fraud. Legal experts are already saying that if these auto pen allegations prove true, it would create the biggest constitutional crisis since the Civil War. Every case Jackson's voted on, every decision she's influenced, all of it could be thrown into legal limbo. But Jackson is really just the tip of the iceberg here, because if these allegations hold up, we're looking at potentially dozens of federal judges whose appointments could be challenged. You see, what's terrifying the political left here as we speak is that if appointment documents for judges or high-ranking officials were signed by an unauthorized machine, their very positions could be null and void. So this is what makes what Trump is doing so far-reaching. With the stroke of a pen, a real pen held by a real leader, Trump is wiping the slate clean. And now the question is, how far and wide is that slate? So when all is said and done, really in the end, this is what we voted for. We didn't just vote for change in policy. We voted for return to reality. We elected a human being, not a rubber stamp for the deep state. The auto pen presidency isn't just over. If Trump has his way, in many respects, it will never have begun. God bless, gang. See you back in the studio.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.